Tierra was brought to the Caribbean during the transatlantic slave trade as a source of food for enslaved Africans. Today, in the Caribbean, the large leaves are prepared in a spicy side dish that reminds people of their enslaved ancestors. Tierra was introduced into Africa from India over 2,000 years ago and was widely cultivated in Western Africa. The bulbous, starchy corms and large heart-shaped leaves are cooked and eaten as vegetables. Tierra was one of the traditional African plant foods stocked as provisions on board slave ships for the millions of captive Africans during the Atlantic crossing. Kalalu, a popular side dish made with the large, cooked leaves seasoned with spices, has been eaten since times of slavery in the Eastern Caribbean. In Trinidad and Tobago, Colocasia esculentis, commonly known as the sheen, is used to make kalalu. In Jamaica, green amaranth, Amaranthus viridis, is more commonly used in kalalu. Cooked leaves provide high levels of vitamins A and C, plus potassium, calcium, iron, and fiber. It is important to know that if eaten in large amounts, the uncooked leaves and stems of elephant ear, also known as taro or dasheen, contain oxalic acid crystals and asparagine, which can cause blistering, burning, and swelling of the tongue, mouth, and eyes, as well as painful swallowing, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Also known as elephant ear, Colocasia is grown as a popular tropical ornamental plant in gardens and containers.